The title of my message this morning is Well I Declare. But before I get started on the message, I just wanted to say a word or two. Sometimes whenever we write things or sometimes whenever we say things, they don't come across like we mean them to. And feelings get hurt. And there's misunderstanding and there's division and so on and so forth. So sometimes whenever we say things or we write things, it doesn't come across like we want it to. And I remember as a child that my great uncle owned a huge hunting ranch and cattle ranch on the St. John's River in Florida. He was the first person to bring in cattle to the state of Florida to breed cattle, Brahman bulls, and so on and so forth. And the rest of the family ran the ferry boats that came across at Jacksonville to bring people in. And every Thanksgiving, we would go to the ranch. Anytime you'd say the ranch in my family, you immediately think of Uncle Charles and Goldie. And this was my great uncle, my dad's uncle. And every time, my name is Jane Ellen, but I go by Janie. And every time we would go, the relatives would all run up and they'd say, "Well, I'll be. Is that little Jane Ellen? I declare how big she's gotten." Anybody identify with that? Yeah. Okay, that's how relatives do things. That was why I decided to do the title of the message, Well, I Declare. Well, I declare. Declaring God's word and promises over our lives. You know, when we have a problem, we have a need, we pray, right? I need a financial blessing. Well, I just don't make enough money. God, I need peace in my home. What are you kids doing back there? God, I need a better car. No, I'm not going to change the oil on the one I've got. God, I need a spouse. So let's go to the bar, see who we can find. So we're saying two things out of our mouth. We're declaring and we're negating. Declaring and negating. So the word, prayer, encouragement, and advice just bounces off of us because we have these negative words in our life because we don't let it get into us and make a difference. Many of us are waiting for something to happen, and I happen to be one of them. About 3 months ago today, Debbie and I were in a Chinese restaurant, and I got my fortune cookie, and I looked at it, and it said, "Something will happen 3 months from today that will change your life." I stuck it in my purse for whatever reason. And the next week I was bowling. I'm on a league. And one of the women, that's a Pentecostal woman, came up to me and she said, "Lord has a word for you. On the 7th of June, something's going to happen that's going to change your life." Now, I was scheduled to preach on the 21st. And then when Jane called and said, "Could you preach on the 7th? Okay, maybe this is what's going to change my life. And I'm excited. And I'm anticipatory. And I'm claiming that it's going to be something wonderful. Do I believe in fortune cookies? No. Do I believe in old Pentecostal women? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Thank God for them. Many of us are waiting for something exciting to happen, as am I. But we're not taking the first steps. We need to take the first steps. The first step is to make a declaration over our lives according to the word of God and quit declaring negative things. If we stay in the positive and in the word of God and line it up with God's word, then we don't have a problem at all. In the center, well, I declare. Proverbs 18:21, Message Bible, words kill and words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. This has been written over a month. Our text tells us that the power of life and death is in our tongue. What we confess, we get. I'll say it again. I only heard one right. What we confess, we get. There you go. We need to make a choice today for the rest of our lives to stop speaking curses, negativity, doom, failure, poverty, sickness, whatever, and choose to declare the God promises into our life and get rid of those things that are already there. Speak his word over every situation we're faced with. Declare a bright future, not only for ourselves, but for our children and our children's children. Speak blessings into our lives, into the lives of those around us. So what are we going to choose? What are we going to do? Are we going to do it? Or are we going to continue to live like we are? Before we can even start declaring anything, before we begin, we must deal with sin. And there's also Matthew 18:15. And there's also the word about gossip. Matthew 18:15 says, if a fellow believer hurts you, go tell him, work it out between the two of you. You've made a friend. Forever, you've made a friend. If you hear aught against your neighbor, keep it to yourself and pray about it. Don't go spreading stuff around. It's none of your business. I tell the kids all the time, it's none of your business. I was talking to Pastor Keith the other night on the phone, and I mentioned to him that we were going to go to Six Flags on Saturday. I had gone behind the scenes and bought season passes. The kids didn't know it. But Big Ears there was sitting at his computer. He kept it to himself. He didn't tell his sister. And Saturday morning we got up and he said, are we going someplace special today? And I said, oh, I don't know, maybe. And he said, what about Six Flags? He wasn't even in the room when we were talking. But those funnel ears, okay, heard everything. When you hear negativity coming from somebody else, pray for them right then. Drop right there and pray for them right then, not a minute later. Some of you have put on the Facebook pages, you'll put on a prayer request or something like that. And if you'll notice, Karen and I, typically we'll say, Lord, and just write a prayer, because that's letting you know I'm praying right there. Right then and there, no questions asked. It's been done. Yay and amen. In courts of law, you have to come with clean hands in order to get justice. You can't go in, be a thief or a robber, and then testify against somebody else for them to believe you. You have to go in with clean hands. It means you have to go in sinless. You have to go in perfect. You have to go in clean. Clean hands means you have nothing to hide and you've done no wrongdoing. In other words, you have to be without sin. So let's have a moment to confess, ask for forgiveness, and repent. If you aren't comfortable with this, just say amen after I get through praying. So we're going to pray. God, in Jesus' name, I come to you, a sinner, and confess that I am a sinner saved by grace. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your cleansing. And I now declare that according to your word, I am forgiven. I am a child of the Most High God. And nothing can take me out of your hand. And all the people said, amen. Now that we got that out of the way, because you have to come with clean hands. You can't go to God with dirty hands. You can't expect God to bless you if you're going to continue to sin. He may not. Well, I declare, I believe that there's three parts to every Christian's life: the spiritual, the physical and material, and then the future. So we're going to deal with each one of these today. First is the spiritual. Genesis 1:2 states that the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the earth. God is spirit. That's the first account we hear of God being spirit. So if we're made in God's image, what are we? We're spirit. Stands to reason, doesn't it? Makes sense? Jesus was led by the Spirit to go into the desert, Matthew 4:1. John 6:63 states that God is spirit and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. So it's time to make our declaration about spirit today. Here we go. We declare that the word is God, and God is bound by his word to honor this. God, Father God, I come to you today to worship you in spirit and in truth, which we've already done, thanks to Deb and the praise team. This is the only way to you, Father, because your word says that you are spirit and truth, and we have to come to you in spirit and truth. Show me your ways and how to draw others to be drawn to by your spirit into your kingdom. Send your Holy Spirit upon this church and everyone in it so that we can learn of you and your ways. And all the people said, amen. Amen. Next is home and family, physical and material. Proverbs 18:22 says, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. Psalm 127:1 says, if God doesn't build the house, the builders only build shacks. Psalm 127:5 says, oh, how blessed are you parents whose quivers are full of children. That would be me, okay? And I am blessed. I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed coming out. Proverbs 18:22 is true of us. He who finds a spouse finds a good thing, finds what is good, and we've received favor from the Lord. For those of you who don't have a spouse, the Lord would say to you, he is your spouse. He's all that you need. Everything that you need. He's your spouse. He's the lover of your soul. You'll never find anybody. People on earth will let you down, but Jesus Christ will never. Children are a blessing from the Lord, and they are. Hunter is number 9. Like I told Pastor Keith the other day, either I'm really good at it, or I'm really bad at it, and he's going to keep on till I get it right. One of the two. I hope I'm getting it right this time, but I don't know. Your enemies don't stand a chance against you. You're going to sweep them right off your doorstep. Right off your doorstep. The devil's trying to destroy our families, so we're going to declare God's promises and his word in our homes and for our families. So join with me as I pray. Father God, I present my home and my family to you. I declare that in the name of Jesus, my home is blessed with peace. I declare my home to be your home because all that I have is yours. I release the power of the blood of Jesus over my home and all that dwell within it. The power of the blood shall protect us from the evil one. I ask that you come and reside in my home so that my household will be blessed. I declare that every person in my family will be in control of all situations. Let no worries come into my family. I declare that the royal priesthood will reign in our home and our children will grow up and they will be blessed. I declare that the God of heaven is now in control of my home. And all the people said, amen. Well, I declare. You see what that is, don't you? I'm the money lady. Luke 6:38, Jesus is speaking, says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you give or you use, it will be measured to you. My God not only owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, my God owns the hills. Every one of them. Nothing is too difficult for God, but there's principles in the kingdom of God that come into play, and they're very important. Jesus gave his life for our salvation. Now he's directing us to give everything that we have for the furtherance of his kingdom. That's time, talent, money, prayer, dedication, attendance, all of those things. The promise is that when we do that, we will be blessed beyond measure. Now, I don't know about you, Keith, you don't have a very big lap. I've got a big lap, and I want it full of God's blessings. I want him to rain down his blessings and just fill my lap up. The promise is that when we do that, we would be blessed beyond measure. You just can't outgive God. So let us declare. Join with me. Father God, I thank you that my future is secure in you, not just in the world to come, but also in this world. I thank you that you want me to be prosperous. And you want me to be secure, not only in my relationship with you, but financially. I declare that my future is bright and blessed because I give you control of everything, even my finances and my job. I am secure in the future of my children because I commit them to you now. I know that you will bring me to an expected place that you have prepared for me in the life to come, bringing me to an expected place that you have prepared for me in this life. Let me now rest in that assurance. And all the people said, amen. Amen. All right, well, it wouldn't be anything without healing. Psalm 103, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives and heals all your diseases. We were talking in Sunday school this morning. Debbie had breast cancer last year. This time last year, we were in the hospital. Double mastectomy. Went in with cancer cells, came out without cancer cells. Which means she didn't have to have any further treatment. When we started praying, we were praying independently. I was praying, you know, God, heal her. You know, don't let her, I'm going to be really mad at you, God, if you let her die on me. You know, things like that. That was just me. And she's praying. I guess she's praying for healing. I'm not really sure. And then we started praying together and talking about it. And almost at one moment, we both started declaring the word of God. By his stripes, we are healed. He is the Father of our house. He is our holy Lord and God, and he heals all of our diseases. He created us. He can fix us. And when we started doing that, we had real peace. Real peace. So we weren't surprised when the reports came back, different than they were when we came in, when we went into the surgery. We weren't surprised. We were pleased, but we weren't surprised. So now I want to declare God's word and promises over our bodies. Everybody with me? Lord Jesus, by your stripes, we are healed. Not we're healed, we are healed. I declare over our bodies, diseases, illnesses, that we are healed in Jesus' name. I break the power of sickness over our bodies in Jesus' name. I declare good health and vitality for everybody here. Every disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, pains, cancer, all dread disease shall be loosed out of our bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And all the people said, amen. The future. Do we worry about the future? Do you worry about the future? Jeremiah 29:11. This is Debbie's scriptures. Matter of fact, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I'm going to declare God's word and promises over our future and over our families' futures. We hear about wars and rumors of wars and businesses closing up and jobs being done away with and snipers and car bombs, disease. People go bankrupt. All you got to do is go to Brevard County, Florida. Every third house is in foreclosure because that's where the Cape was at. And when they pulled the plug on the space shuttle, all those people lost their jobs like that overnight. We have record debt here in the United States. We're not going to be able to pay that off. We have all these concerns about the economy, the state of war in the world, unemployment, children's safety. So let's look at God's promise and his plans for you and for I. So don't look around to the world. Don't look at your 401k. Don't look at your CDs, because all that can be gone. Those are good things. I'm not saying they're not, but that's not your security. Amen. Hold on to God's promises and his plans. Look only to God. The word states that he will never leave us, he will never forsake us, and he has never seen the children of the righteous begging bread. And that's us. Everybody stand. We're going to make our final declaration together. Remember Psalm 27 says that some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the Lord our God. Everybody together. Here we go. Father God, I thank you that my future is secure in you. Even though I don't know the future, it doesn't matter because you do, and that's enough for me. I declare that my future is bright and blessed because I am yours, and I give you control of everything. I know that in the future, my children will be well and blessed because I commit them to you now. Our church will be blessed because we commit ourselves as one body to you now, dedicated to further your kingdom here on earth. I rest assured that you have prepared a place for us, not only in heaven, but also here on earth. I thank you and praise you for your provision. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Timely, timely, timely words. Thank you. That was awesome.